And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love. And welcome to Daybreak. I wanted to continue our conversation about navigating the new normal and to touch upon, yet again, the quality of trust. A friend of mine posted on Facebook today one of those notes that circulate around from time to time about hope and trust and confidence, a whole list of divine qualities. And one line was something to the effect of, "Why does a baby laugh when we throw them up in the air?" Because they trust. That really hit home for me. Because don't we all feel like we've been tossed up in the air lately? Tossed up in the air, not only by COVID-19, but really by the mother. Heck, by the mother, father, one. And while we may not be laughing, in fact, far from it, we do trust that we will be caught and cared for safely. If we don't trust in the mother's plan, then what do we trust in? What can we possibly trust in? Well, I trust in all kinds of things. I trust my family with my life, and these days, quite literally. I trust my friends and neighbors, my Council of Love community across the entire globe. I trust the essential goodness of people's hearts. And that includes those involved as caregivers in this pandemic, scientists, researchers, those stocking shelves, sanitation workers, delivery people, the whole nine yards. I even trust in some politicians, yes, like Cuomo and Newsom. Now, when I say I trust people's hearts, that doesn't mean that I wholeheartedly accept their thought processes or their belief systems. I am not a Pollyanna. Well, okay, maybe I am. But I don't follow other people's actions or recommendations willy-nilly. I don't buy by any stretch of the imagination, abandoning or putting aside my own discernment and my own divine authority. Because I trust myself. I trust the messages and guidance, the intuition I receive from my guides and the Council of Love. I trust that the new projects that I'm working on, where my energies are going during this time of the pause, are meaningful and fruitful, not only for me, but for everyone involved. I trust myself because in so many ways, it's the same as trusting the mother and her plan. Because again, if I don't trust myself, who else can I possibly trust? In this, I'm far from unique. We're all in the same boat. And more, we're really witnessing that spirit of unity, a sense, a growing sense of connectedness, of acts of kindness and support. By what we may have thought of as ordinary people, people like us, truly are stepping up, and people we don't even know, being prudent, considerate, and thoughtful. Yes, there are some who are being more aggressive or perhaps more reactionary, but that's not the norm. That's not the norm I'm seeing. There's a different energy in the air, and a collective recognition, a realization of what's really important, what's valuable. And it feels like not only did Gaia stop and take a deep breath, we all did. And that it's not only about self-preservation, but collective preservation. Not in the way of war or conflict or confrontation, but in mutuality, respect, common sense, and community. The question will be, can we maintain this new level of awareness? And how? Recently, I've had a couple of people question, okay, judge me, saying, Linda, why are you talking and guiding us to hold the center, to not only avoid but to reject the drama and the intrigue? Are we supposed to be pathfinders, peaceful warriors on the cutting edge? Yes, we are. But my response to that is, if we don't hold the center of love, of balance, if we don't stay anchored in our heart intelligence, if we engage in the chaos and the distractions, then in fact we are contributing to the chaos, which is exactly what those who want to maintain the old paradigm of greed, abuse, control, ego, untruth, that's what they want. And they will have won. No. I'm sticking with not only holding, but fortifying that love heart center. I choose the center of love. I choose to be deeply touched by all those actions of kindness and dedication that we're all witnessing. I choose to trust the love, the mothers, the collectives, and mine. I'm putting my energies and attention, my focus, on what I want to build and maintain, on creating Nova Earth, rather than focusing on what I want to go by the wayside. And I trust in each of you and your ability to discern what your heart and your heart intelligence is really telling you. That doesn't mean I'm putting my head in the sand and denying that all of us are a little more, shall I say, subtly anxious these days, a little more on edge. The people and families are facing real economic hardships. But I don't have the ready solutions to address these economic issues. But what I do have is the power to transmit, to beam love and integrity into the hearts and minds of those tasked and trusted with those responsibilities. What I do have is the power and the will to beam into those who are feeling anxious and bereft, to send peace and comfort and reassurance and nurturing, and then to send a prayer up to heaven on their behalf. What I can do is to trust the mothers and my guidance on what are the next best steps so that we're not spinning our wheels. And because I have this trust, I am proceeding, shaky at moments, but also more than just a little excited, and really curious about this kindness shift that we're all witnessing, that we're all involved in, that we're all a part of. So let's keep at it, not only as we're navigating these uncertain times, but while we're navigating and creating what's going to be our new normal. So keep the faith, my friends, and trust in your heart. There is a plan. Thanks for listening. And as always, from my heart to yours, all my love. Until the next time, bye for now.